This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince Fennelli. And my next article, I'm just going to go off into more news in a flash here. Icelandic study suggests government workers are unnecessary. How the heck could I not go off into a tangent on this? I mean, when you look at people in the private sector, people, the taxpayers, who get beer money on Social Security, but yet they get about 30% of what a government pension is. But here's the kicker, people. You have to fund it. You're paying for it. You're paying for them to be sold out. People who couldn't even get a job in the private sector, who get way more than you do. See, this is why you got to get away from the propaganda. You got to think for yourself, whether it be government or big corporations. How much have I read to you folks on the air about what is under the category or subsets of damage control, cover-ups, setups, lies, gaslighting, narrative manufacturing? What are we getting back, people? Censorship, surveillance, eugenics, genocide, wars, cover-ups, political imprisonment. Look at those poor people in prison because of the January 6th so-called insurrection, which we've proved so much was a lie and a false flag and induced by the powers that be. There's video out there of them taking off their black garb and putting on Trump colors and Trump hats, making people follow them into the Capitol. They're breaking windows, but none of these people got arrested. It's a setup. It's propaganda. And we're getting back urban and suburban lawlessness, election and voter fraud, foreign interference, desensitizing the people to murder and pedophilia, no due process, plausible deniability schemes everywhere, state-sponsored racism, sexism, economic demolition, fake news, fake bought and paid for science, math is racist, toxic and poison drugs and food and water and nutrition, depopulation without the consent of the people, for the greater good, of course, even though we could legally give people, say, a certain amount of money to get vasectomies or to get the tubes tied, and we wouldn't have to murder people like it's being done. But God forbid it's not being done and controlled by the powers that be on their timescale. Groups demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job where work and value has literally been delegitimized in front of our eyes. All funded by you, by the way, U.S. taxpayers. Phony BS, politically correct buzzwords where meetings mean nothing or have been changed. Geoengineering lies. Hospital diagnosing COVID for the money. Labor and jobs being pushed overseas. See, folks, the Democrat Party has been hijacked long ago. They're getting you back cognitive dissonance and Stockholm syndrome. Because people are fearing, just like the MIT study that I discussed, the conclusion was that people believe the official study more when they are less informed. How many times, I mean, I'm blue in the face talking about reading, research, verifying, don't believe a word that we say on USA Prepares or anywhere in the alternative media. Do your own reading and research. Verify this for yourself. Because propaganda pushers are using terms like misinformation that they've done throughout history to pressure you into obeying. Again, this is submissive conformity. And we've connected the dots and given so much evidence and proof of this. The Great Reset is the great takeover. Remember the agenda that I've talked about many times. This is all part, like small business destruction, forced austerity, eliminating free market supply and demand, getting rid of cash, creating a government centralized cryptocurrency or electronic money, stopping patriotic assembly, making you submissive, breaking your will, eliminating voting legitimacy, eliminating the Constitution, freedom, liberty, rule of law, creating divisions, chaos, and infighting, food shortages, starvation, depopulation, forced vaccine, immunity passports, forced lockdowns. We've talked about all this in detail many, many, many months ago. It's all coming true. And for those of you, just like the commissioners who refuse to give up the routers, you're going to be arrested for aiding and abetting and being an accessory for crimes, including treason and sedition. You have to do what's best for the American people and stop thinking about what's best for you. It's not about all these politically correct buzzwords. How many times have I talked about these fake words, equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, equity? These are all BS, all of it. It's used to create race wars, divide and conquer strategies. How many times have I proven over the years with thousands of pieces of information that the rich are getting richer? It's about a consolidation of power, money, and control. I don't say this all the time because it rolls off my tongue. I say it because I've backed it up with thousands of pieces of information. This is all unsustainable. Why do I talk about the rigging of the game? Not just with election fraud, but the central banks using Keynesian economics, using group identity politics. Why do I talk about how we're heading into robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence? By the technocracy, because it's proven. How come I've talked about money being printed out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks, central bank corruption, welfare for the rich, shuffling money and creative accounting for non-productive, non-earning purposes except going to the elite? How many times have I given examples where money is being transferred from the little guy, the bottom 93%, to the top 1 to 2%? I'm blue in the face. This is why I talk about ideas and solutions. We need to have small business alliance with each other, and we need to, it's kind of like what we did in the generic pharmaceutical industry back east in the 80s. The little guy could not afford to compete against the chain drugstores. So they created an alliance to buy in bulk, share a warehouse, and then get the same price. And they made up for whatever little they couldn't in service. We need ideas and solutions conferences, meetings, clubs, movements. We need self-sufficiency preparedness schools so the little people have skill sets. All public schools from kindergarten through college is social and political indoctrination. They're not teaching anything, any practical skills. They're teaching theory. We need practice with your preach laws. We need to expose the double standards and hypocrisies, which I've given so much of on this broadcast. We need to judge people by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, and what I call the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage, meaning you have to be willing to be hated for telling the truth. We need citizen review boards. We need expand home schools. We need laws of excess because the super wealthy people are just going to basically blackmail and buy people off if we don't. We need public forums. We need to talk about off-grid and self-sufficiency stuff. All this stuff, because the system is so corrupt, we are allowing the big boys to capitalize their gains, socialize their losses, and then you get to pay for everything. Us little guys, we don't have hedges and golden parachutes. We need to start being offensive. All right, I really went off into a tangent there, but I'm going to continue with more news in a flash in the general category. Next, Oakland and Denver zoos given COVID-19 spike protein vaccines to animals, including bears, gorillas, and tigers. That sounds like pretty rough crowd of animals right there. What are they planning on doing with that? I'm just putting a question mark on that. Next, tech executives are keeping their children away from social media, but letting other people become depressed and lonely because of it. People, you have to get away from the thumb clicking. You have to do things that are real. We have to relearn the old 19th century skill sets and dovetail them with 21st century technology. Maybe live off grid, get a little acreage, have a garden, maybe raise some animals. Think about doing the old stuff because it brings back common sense, logic, skill sets. Next, 1 hour flight from Las Vegas to California turned into a 17-hour journey. One of the reasons for this, folks, is because one control tower was unmanned. Unmanned. That's called not doing your job. How many times have I connected the dots talking about the delegitimization of work, the delegitimization of value, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job? So now hard work, proven results, and qualifications don't matter. That means value doesn't matter. I've been talking about this for years and how it affects the little guy in a negative way and gives plausible deniability to the elite. Next, Washington, D.C. church awarded $220,000 after challenging restrictions on gathering during the pandemic. See, you can win. There are a few good judges out there, a few good lawyers. Not many, but there's some. Next, United Airlines tell pilots to take the vax or be grounded indefinitely. How many articles have we given about vaccidents? Why was that tower unmanned? Did people get sick from the vaccinations? Listen to the broadcast yesterday. I gave so many examples of showing that the people who are taking the vaccinations are the ones getting sick and doing the viral shedding, getting other people sick. Next, Ashley Biden diary reveals child sex trauma and abuse and resentment for Joe. Okay? This is Ashley Biden, Joe's daughter. And she mentions in the diary, like, taking showers with her father. People, if you don't think for yourself and if you're afraid to think, America's going down. One of the things we all have to do when you're in a parking lot, when you're in a gas station, when you're in a restaurant, when you meet somebody, we have to have discussions. That's why they want masks. They don't want you talking. They don't want eye contact. They don't want people sharing ideas.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
For Vince Finelli today, and happy Tuesday. And time is winding down, so I'm going to try to comment less and give as much information as I can before the top of the hour, which is the end of the broadcast. So here we go. China says it won't mandate COVID vaccinations, but it will mandate vaccines for the military. But pardon me, the U.S. will mandate vaccines for military and force preschoolers to wear masks as young as 2 years old. Wrap your head around this. China, which everybody agrees is our number one enemy, won't mandate COVID vaccines. But we are going to mandate vaccines for the military and even preschoolers. You see how they throw shade on there? Are they trying to disable our military? How many articles of deaths and neurological and cardiovascular and autoimmune diseases and, oh my gosh, how much information have we given over the months? Listen to yesterday's broadcast, and if we have time, I'm going to get to some of that today as well. Next, whistleblower leaks revealing Biden administration using military to secretly move illegal aliens around the country. This is illegal, people. Next, hundreds of illegal aliens try to force their way through Del Rio border gate, and the large majority are single military age male. Did you hear what I just said? You better start speaking up. You better start doing something about it. We had so many American soldiers give their, they bled for us, they fought for us. Over a million died for us. And we're just going to throw them under the bus and say they died in vain? Really? Next. Texas City bans residents from using solar panels if they are visible. You can't make this kind of stupidity up. Solar panels have to be visible because they got to point to the freaking sun. See, they don't want green. What they don't want is self-sufficiency, is people thinking for themselves. They don't care about green because they know the majority of people won't do it. They want to eliminate your ability to think for yourself. Okay, got to go back. Next, scientists warn CO2 and global warming, biggest misdirection in scientific history. Scientists warn. Plants need CO2. Global warming, people, when we've given tons of evidence and proof, it's about solar activity, so, like sunspots. It's about tectonic plate movements or the shift of the polar shifts. That's what has changed everything over history. You got to remember, we had a land bridge from Asia to North America. That's how people got here. We had, you know, the Middle East used to be a tropical paradise. We used to have dinosaurs here. We used to have seas all over, high cliffs in different areas. This is nothing new. It's not man-made global warming. The only thing that's man-made is the big companies and the super elite who literally have the ability with patents to change weather. Like HAARP and things like that. This is all documented. What do you think the east side of the country is getting flooded and a lot in Europe and the west side is not getting any water? It's not an accident, people. Next. Tyrannical Michigan Democrats are now criminalizing anyone who questions the 2020 election outcome. That is exactly what that is. It's tyranny. Next. Michigan constitutional attorney Matt DiPerno announces run for Michigan state attorney against wicked Dana Nasel. I'm not making this up. Didn't inject any words. That is the article. Folks, attorney Matt DiPerno is a patriot. He's up for the rule of law. You better vote for him because they're probably going to try to do election fraud again in Michigan. It's one of the, I mean, look at the five states that killed tens of thousands of American elderly with this COVID to create fear. If you or I did any of this, we'd be in jail for murder. Next. Canada building massive COVID detention centers. Think about what I just said, folks. Sounding like the USSR or Nazi Germany? Yes, it is. We'll be right back after this break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is attempting to pass a $3.5 trillion infrastructure package that has yet to be written on paper. Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News on Monday that the Democrat push to add amnesty to the infrastructure package may be the dumbest idea in the history of the White House.
The $3.5 trillion Democratic infrastructure package has got not a thing to do with infrastructure. They're wanting to put amnesty in the infrastructure bill. Joe Biden said today he wants to put amnesty in the Democratic infrastructure bill. That will lead to an invasion of illegal immigration.
A Texas House representative announced Monday he's introducing a bill for a forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election. House Bill 241 will focus on the most populated counties in Texas. Introduced by Republican State Representative Steve Toth, he says it should be carried out before November 1st. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As inflation is taking hold of the American economy, the cause, how long its effects will last, and the proper way to deal with inflation varies greatly between economists and the federal government. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposal contained too much unnecessary spending that in themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery supply chains in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact.
The catastrophic fireworks explosion that injured 17 people last month in a South Los Angeles neighborhood was caused by human error after bomb technicians miscalculated the weight of the fireworks. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michael Moore said in a news conference Monday. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, people. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince today, and I'm looking at the time. I'm looking at how many articles I have, and I'm going to have to make an executive decision here. I'm going to get off of news in a flash regarding general news, and I'm going to do some healthcare stuff, And I'm going to pick out just some healthcare stuff. If I have time, since we're in the last half an hour, I will go back to general news. So here we go, folks. And I'm going to try to, it's hard to do, but I'm going to try not to comment or sidebar when I mention these articles. Next, research, natural COVID. This is research. Natural COVID infection creates real immunity while vaccines destroy it. We've given umpteen amount of articles from experts, physicians, researchers, scientists proving this. It's impossible not to sidebar. Next, over 15,000 UK daily infections in vaccinated people. Next, Anthony Fauci says booster dose of coronavirus vaccine will be necessary in the future. Next, Gates and Soros team up, you can't even believe this, to buy COVID testing companies for more than $41 million. You know, Gates and Soros that publicly are calling for depopulation? You can't make this stuff up, people. I mean, if you believe anything that the power structure is saying, whether it be mainstream media, Hollywood, government, big corporations, then you need your head examined. Next, three fully vaccinated Texas Democrats who fled to D.C. to get COVID. Now it's five, and I mentioned a similar article earlier, and you have to ask yourself, did they get COVID? And a lot of people are getting them from vaccinated people who are viral shedding, and I've given many, many pieces of evidence of that. And you have to ask yourself, is this done in order so these people don't come back for the vote? Okay, next, 17,503 dead, 1.7 million injured, 50% serious reported in the European Union database of adverse drug reactions for COVID-19. People, you had for COVID-19 shots, you have to ask yourself here. I mean, we're giving data. I'm reading articles with people who have gotten into the hospital, had heart attacks, had open heart surgery, and they basically don't want to admit it was the shot. This is Stockholm syndrome. This is cognitive dissonance. You have to park your ego and your pride at the door. Just because you held a certain posture or position on something, you have to let new facts give you, change your mind. Okay, next. If you're under 27, this is Psaki or Saki, however you pronounce her name, she slipped. She said vaccines can kill you if you're under 27. You can't make this stuff up. Next, Journal of Medical Ethics study says parents should lose custody of children for opposing transgender drugs and surgeries. These are all published articles in the public domain. I am not making this stuff up. Next, Twitter bans writer for exposing a woman's tragic COVID vaccine death. The social media is actually penalizing people for telling the truth. Just wrap your head around that, please. Next, UK elderly vaccinated without consent inside home is now unable to talk and walk. Next, big tech is censoring key facts about COVID vaccine safety. Yes, we've given hundreds of that proof. Next, U.S. government is keeping a list of those who have taken the COVID-19 vaccine and contacting individuals not vaccinated. That's called force. That's called coercion. That's illegal. It's called against the Nuremberg Code. It's called against the Hippocratic Oath. It's called against the HIPAA regulations. This is illegal from every angle you look at, people. Next, millions are seriously injured or dead from COVID vaccine. vaccines. This is in the EU database. That means they're admitting to this. Keep in mind, we've mentioned studies and articles, including from Harvard, one of the most leftist world, literally saying that adverse events are as little reported as little as 1%. Think about this. Next, former ACE head, HH, Health and Human Services head under Obama, says parents who refuse COVID vaccinations do not have access to the children, work, or being free. Next, 60% of people being admitted to hospital with COVID-19 in England have been fully vaccinated. 60. Next, for second week in a row, more COVID-19 vaccination deaths in the U.S., according to CDC and VAERS. Second week in a row, more COVID vaccine deaths regarding the jab. I mean, this is been COVID-19. This is what they're admitting to. Can you imagine what's true? This is according to CDC and VAERS websites. And we've disclosed information from CDC whistleblowers that says we have over 50,000 deaths from the jab already. This isn't Rich talking. These are published articles in the public domain. Okay, next. Yankees Red Sox canceled when three vaccinated pitchers test positive. Think about that. These are the people who are getting, who's the ones who are getting sick? The vaccinated. Next, Russia Sputnik vaccine failure cost 800 lives each day. Next, here's a good one, folks. If this doesn't wake up your friends and family, nothing will. Biden's door-to-door vaccine sales pitch has been leaked, telling the volunteers or the ambassadors to ignore not only no solicitation and no trespassing signs, but to withhold vaccine side effects. How many adverse events and side effects have we given over the months? I'm blue in the face talking about it. Next, Expendable Children is the title. The World Health Organization is experimenting with controversial malarial vaccine on children in Africa. Please listen to the interview yesterday with Dr. Norm Shealy and I. Next, father and daughter died 4 days apart despite taking different brands of COVID vaccines. Again, these are all published articles in the public domain. Come on, people. Next, 20-year-old Wayne State University pre-med student Hadley Huffman dies unexpectedly after COVID shot. Next, latest peer review research, immediate global ivermectin use will end the COVID-19 pandemic. I want you to think about from the Fauci's of the world to the CDC to the World Health Organization, NIH, FDA, look at all the people who basically tried to demonize and discredit ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin, all vitamin D. It was a campaign to say this stuff doesn't work and could even kill you, some people were saying. And now all these studies are coming out, and not only was Donald Trump right, President Trump right, all the independent media has turned out, we're still vilified, but we were correct. You have to think about this, folks. Okay, I'm going to go back into general. I'm looking at the time here. I'm zigzagging a little bit because of my lack of time and all the articles I have. And I know I'm not going to get to them, but that's okay. All right. Now they're saying, this is very disturbing, people. The powers that be are saying the Republican Party is the number one national security threat to the United States of America. This is what they're saying. Let me decode that for you. Let me translate for you. They're saying that all your relatives, all your friends that bled and fought and died for this country died in vain. That's what they're saying. Next. Double standard justice system is the title of this article. Democrat Representative Joyce Beatty, I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly, storms the U.S. Capitol, is arrested and released soon after while the Trump supporters are sitting in isolation prison over 6 months for a crime that they didn't do. How many times have I talked about how we have to have the same set of rules, laws, and accountability? How many times have I discussed how they're dividing us? I've mentioned so many divide and conquer strategies, I can't even think about it. You don't empower a nation or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectation based on what group you're in. You can't do it. See, it's not about equality, fairness, and tolerance. It's about your vote. It's about empowering and consolidating power, money, and control to the elite. That's what it's about. If we continue to allow this stuff, you're throwing your kids and your grandkids under the bus. Do you really think it's normal to live in a country where you can bail out all the banks and give record bonuses to the same year you bail them out? You normalize pedophilia? You normalize hate hoaxes? Harvesting baby parts? Teaching kids in school to change their gender? Erasing proven results and qualifications for a job? Poisoning our food and water and medication? Eliminating free speech? And ignoring hypocrisies and double standards? Legalizing voter fraud? Installing politicians? You know, all this white male stuff, white male, white male, white male. They just want to eliminate your votes. What about Gates and Zuckerberg and Bezos and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Morgans? They're all white. Mostly male. Has nothing to do with white male or white male supremacy. It's a bunch of crap. It's about consolidating power, money, and control. It's about putting America in a tyrannical, communistic, socialist, Marxist, authoritarian, fascist state. We are seeing decades of inaction towards political correctness taking us over. It just supports the ruling class, supports the traitors, the cowards, the followers, and penalizes the thinkers and the patriots. I'll be right back after this break, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, everybody, we appreciate you being here, and I'm just going to say as many articles as I can before the end of the broadcast. This is the last segment, and it's kind of short, so I'm sure I'm going to go off in the sidebar. It's impossible not to. So next article, L.A. Sheriff will not enforce mask mandates. For those of you in California, especially L.A. County, this is called a hero. This is called a patriot. This is called somebody who reads and researches. Okay? How many times have we given the psychological, the physiological disorders, very long lists of masks, bacterial pneumonia, hypoxia, hypercapnia, the dentists that have come forward complaining about increased gum disease by up to 50%, which that bacteria, Dr. Sheely and I discussed that a little bit yesterday, is responsible for heart attacks and strokes. Look, this is why this is going to be the third time I'm paraphrasing the MIT study that recently came out. It basically concludes that people believe the official study or narrative or authority more when they are less informed. This is why the propaganda pushers use terms like misinformation. It's a psychological psyop to pressure companies and public to obey. It's submissive conformity. It's a weapon. And speaking of law enforcement, John Durham, Special Counsel John Durham, I hope you're listening. I hope you're alive. I hope they didn't suicide you. I hope you're not afraid to say the truth. I hope you've decided to be a patriot. I hope this is a sting operation. I really do. We don't get this kind of direct information. But John Durham, where are you? This country needs heroes. They need people to be brave. They need courage. We need you. All right. We have to stop the allowing the elites to cover up their crimes, John Durham. Okay. See, there's no way I can't go off into a tangent. Next. Teacher accused of harassment for opposing use of sexually explicit LGBTQ books in her middle school classroom. Think about that, folks. If you are opposed to sexualizing your children, you are going to be demonized. That's right. How many times have we said to homeschool your kids? How many times have we said to get people who have 15 years of private sector experience to come in as guest speakers? Teach them math. Teach them about principle equity. Teach them about real science, real history. Teach them about practical experience instead of theory and political and social indoctrination. And here I am going into a sidebar again. Next, BLM official accused of molesting 62 children returns to a Denver school board despite ongoing investigations. I know some people are out there, you think I'm making this stuff up, but these are all published articles in the public domain. Next, New Mexico GOP pushes for Democrat governor to resign after National File report on her basically grabbing crotches. You can't make this stuff up. You just got to say it like it is. Think about it, if it was a male grabbing crotches, do you think they'd still be a governor or even have a job selling ice cream? Heck no. Next, book industry apologizes for not burning books saying that boys are different and girls are different. So the book industry apologizes for not burning a book that was saying that boys and girls are different. This isn't satire. This isn't, I'm not trying to get on a comedy show here. Next, the EU is going after video platforms like BitChute that refuses to censor content critical of LGBTQ and Black Lives Matter. This is our Constitution and Bill of Rights that millions of soldiers fought for, bled for, died for. Free speech, there's a reason why it's number one in our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Okay, next. Police arrest 40 during child sex crimes sting in Arizona. Do you think that this is all connected, folks? Can you connect the dots? Next, America First rally in Anaheim canceled. We have a duty to call out speech that doesn't reflect our city and its values. Let me decode that for you. Don't accept bought and paid for the narratives. That's what that means. Next, South Africa is the first country built on critical race theory. Look at how it's imploding. Next, almost 190,000 illegal immigrants crossed the border in June. Highest in a month, over a million for the year now. Next, five times more children committed suicide than died of COVID-19 during the lockdown. Next, Cori Bush wants to defund the police, but...
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.